The Cosmic Logos, Book 3 of the Celestial Triad, written by Tracy Harding and read by Benedict Hardy. Knowledge dwells in heads replete with the thoughts of other men, wisdom in the minds attentive to their own. An insightful thought from one of Gaia's 15th century philosophers. Noah stopped short of naming the source, noting that one of his students was eager to supply the information. Yes, Avery?
The Honourable Francis Bacon, and Noah,
the blonde-haired lad with the twinkling violet eyes responded.
Exactly right,
Noah stated, proud of his student's firm grasp of the human history of the planet that Avery's forefathers had called home.
I felt this was an appropriate quote with which to conclude your tuition. For, with all the lessons I have given you, you alone can transmute that knowledge into wisdom. And I am confident that each of you will do exactly that.
The sage broke from his formal address to approach each of his 5 graduates in turn. The first of these was a fiery young leonine female named Bast, who was as unique in character as she was in appearance. Her dark, straight hair and piercing blue eyes made her one of a kind among her people. But her abundance of pure-hearted, amorous charm was fast marking her as the most desirable single female alive. The fact that she was heiress to the Leonine Kingdom and was to be the voice of her people in Lamu's Senate only added to her eligibility. Dear Bast, Noah began, smiling broadly as he took up her left hand and held it in his. His right hand enfolded the 3-sided pyramid, engraved with ancient hieroglyphs, which hung on a chain around his neck. This ancient divining tool was known as the Tablet of Destinies, and had been a gift to the sage's first human incarnation from the divine logos, Anu. It had been handed down through the ages to each of the guardians of mankind, and had found its way back into his possession 20 years ago, when Noah's superconscious link to the cosmic logos had been restored.
Before you leave our fair planet to assume the governorship of New Gaia, my parting advice for you is...
He allowed himself a graceful pause, which amused his students greatly. This was a game that they had played throughout their schooling, which was nothing more than good old fortune-telling. Noah had learned to make his guidance fun, lest it go unheeded. The prophet would give his students 1 insight into their future each year, and at some time within that year a situation would arise where the advice could be put to good use.